This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. You are in denial.
Okay.
Beautiful minds, Don and Mike.
All right, now we're on our best behavior. This is like Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's somebody we always get excited about having on the show.
And the time is limited today, so we want to get right to him from the Madden Cruiser in Detroit.
He's got to be a busy man this week.
It's the great John Madden. John Madden.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John Madden now.
Yeah. John, thanks for coming on the show. We know you're busy this week.
Yeah, you know, it's always a big week.
John, first off, both of these guys. Now, we've only got him how long?
35.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah?
Okay. Which quarterback do you, I hope you don't mind us getting right through this, which do you like best in the game? Which quarterback, Hasselbeck or Roethlisberger?
You know, there are two great quarterbacks, and there are two guys that are in that mold, you know, of a guy who's a linebacker, you know, and a quarterback kind of body there. You know, you got Ben Roethlisberger, and you got your Matt Hasselbeck, and these guys. I mean, I think that these guys can really be a big factor in this game.
But which do you like better, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, picking one guy, I think that I got to go with Roethlisberger.
Okay,
I think
now hold on, let me hold on, Frank, stop for a second. You know what, Mike? This is where you're just a dick. You know what?
What?
Why can't we just try to play one joke? Here's the thing. Mike melts right away. Is this Frank Elliott? And I'm like, yes. And Mike melts to me like something along the lines of, I do impressions. Why do you keep this from me? Or
no, I didn't say anything of the kind.
How you guys are talking about.
Hold on, Frank.
Guys, Roethlisberger, any guy who can have a name that you can eat fries alongside of it, I think that's the kind of guy.
What do you got, Frank?
I had written down the same question you were asking. Is this Frank Caliendo?
Everybody. Wow.
The great Frank Caliendo,
yes!
Everybody.
Yeah. See,
what do you want from me? Were you trying to dupe me?
Was I?
No, not you, Frank.
No, me, Mike.
Now, here's the thing. I told Rob, I said, Mike will come up with it right away.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But what I was hoping was that you would just, and you did it non-verbally.
Right.
But then you gave me a look like, why are you shutting me out of this? Because the whole thing was we had a thing with Frank with the fake questions, and then.
I'd like to ask Al Pacino.
He was going to start talking about
like
his hemorrhoids.
I would like to ask Al Pacino, my favorite. Who you like in the game, Al?
I like both teams. But I'm going to go with the Steelers to win by 600. I don't know sports so well. That's why I did that football movie where I wore a leather jacket.
See, the plan was that we would, because we are going to have John on the show, the real John on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The thought is that we get Frank, we do a couple of these bogus, who's the best quarterback,
right,
and then Frank on his own was going to work into the hemorrhoids, and at that point it would become very apparent.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
Nothing is funnier than me saying hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
And, you know, if I'd have gotten the hemorrhoids, what would you do? Like, I can't believe this guy is talking about hemorrhoids. And boom, hey, there's more hemorrhoids.
That was the gag. Now, Mike, we didn't know that you would get it.
Okay.
We didn't know when Buzz would get it, and we definitely didn't know if the listeners would get it.
Oh, okay.
Because I know you guys listen more closely maybe than the listeners do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because Frank's Madden is just so incredible.
It is. I didn't get it right away. I did not get it right away.
I was really joking with my question. I didn't know for sure it was Frank.
Do you know, Frank, that...
You should know that when I did Madden, I studied Frank Caliendo to do Madden. That's what I did.
But you should know, I mean, with no offense, his Madden is...
Oh, I know, absolutely.
It's the best of all time, as Bill O'Reilly would say.
Yeah, well, best of all time.
When you were on Letterman, I know we've not talked since the new year, but when you were on Letterman, I know that you had tried to call Beth Ann, who's left us for another job.
Yeah.
Work it out super for her. she never told us you had called, but you should know that independent of that, I saw you on Letterman and came in the next day and said, Frank Caliendo killed, and Letterman put such incredible pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, you could look at it two ways. You could look at it as incredible pressure, or he really set the audience up for something fun. Because he talked about me the whole time. He kept saying stuff like, hey, we're going to take his pants off and put him in a cab after 6 minutes of John Madden.
Yeah, Letterman said, we don't have impressionists. We don't have guys doing voice on the show. We've never had one on the show. We have one today. This guy, Frank Caliendo, does the best Madden. Mm-hmm. And Letterman must have said this 10 times before he came out. I just want him to come out, do 6 minutes of John Madden, and then leave.
Frank, you know what got me, though, really, with this segment? Because we've had John Madden on the show so many times, and we get two kinds of Madden. He's always great on the show. Mm-hmm. We get him sometimes when he is high energy, and sometimes when he's low energy. And your first line, I forgot what it was right out of the bat. John, thanks. Hi, how are you? You do it all over the map, but the low energy John Madden, where he's kind of tired, I love that one.
Yeah, well, that I had to do that because if I go, hey, guys,
you're
doing a commercial. I actually called one of the guys, I called his bus once and fooled his guy for a little bit. Because, you know, he used to work at Fox and everybody knows the numbers and stuff like that. And I'm like, hey, Junk. And it took him, this guy's name's Junk, and it took him a little while, and then I, you know, started going into the hemorrhoid. I've learned that one time. I did this once to somebody. I should have done it this way, is what I should have called in with the low energy and then called back 5 minutes later going, hey, guys, what's going on?
Anyway, thank you for playing along. Nobody does a better Madden than you.
I wish you the best.
Going on a little more. Perhaps it was my overreaction to Mike's.
I said I thought you guys were going to figure it out right away.
Rob and I even talked in the office before the show. I said, you know, should I tell Mike? Because no offense, but
the way to do that, Rob, said, next time, tell me and don't tell Don, because Donnie probably would have gotten it by. I swear to God, I really do believe that. If we had set that up, because first of all, we never play practical jokes on you.
Right,
but
right.
That would have been the way to do it. That would have been the way to do it, because I bet you would have gone a long time with it, because that's how dead on he is with it. Absolutely.
You mean, if I didn't know?
If you didn't know, yes.
Well, that's great. The next time that the show is recreated,
right?
And then we can do it.
Right. I think that'd be fun.
No, I would have gotten it too, just like you. Okay. No, what am I saying? You're right. I would have hung on longer than you.
I think so. And then you might have gotten mad, though, at the end of it.
Because I love Madden so much.
I know.
You know, I'm like stupid gay for him, like Santa Claus gay.
And it's like I love Brett Favre.
What do you love about Brett Favre, John?
It's like, he is a linebacker in the quarterback's body. I mean, this guy can do anything.
Is there anything better than that?
Oh, no,
for Christ's sake.
No.
Now listen to this, everybody. Frank, we cannot guarantee much on this show with our limited power of listeners. But Frank will be in Sacramento at the Crest Theater on February 18th.
And he's great.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we can get that show sold out.
Absolutely.
Just lickety-split.
No. It's sold out now, I guarantee it.
Go to tickets.com if you're in Sacramento. And looking ahead, Frank will come in studio with us when he's in D.C. at the Improv.
And you know what? I will try and fool you then, too. Come in full makeup and see if you can. How come John Madden shrunk so much?
Six through the ninth. All right. Now, does he really have to go at 35, or was
he
that?
He does.
Oh, he does.
Is Jim Rome going to be at the show, Frank? I'm just curious about that.
Be phenomenal. Caliendo can find a couple more minutes. He's on his way somewhere, but he loves the Don and Mike show so much. Actually, he wants to horn out even longer. Good, can't lie. He loves the show, but he loves to horn out even more.
All right,
do not laugh over my pauses, fellas.
Sorry.
It's not cool.
The great Frank Caliendo.
Thanks, Frank.
There you go, right on time. Thank you. We will see you in April, and we'll plug your Sacramento gigs.
Hey, guys, one more thing for the President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
See, Crest out. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Frank. Thank you, Frank.
Frank Caliendo.
Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to call you.
Jesus.
A dick.
Yeah, I was like going. It's like when you're. Like the joke didn't work on me.
No. The joke. Here's my thought process.
Right.
I knew. I asked Rob.
Right.
I knew you would. You were going to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly before he said hemorrhoids. What I didn't want you to do was.
I didn't know at the very. I mean, really, at the very, very beginning, right. I didn't. It took me just a couple of beats.
I didn't want you to say anything on the air.
Right.
And then you started. I don't know what it was after you because you mouthed to me.
No, I mouthed exactly what I mouthed to. I looked at you and I went. That's Frank Kelly, you know. And then I looked at you, because I do this to a certain extent, not like Frank does it, but I do it on the radio, and I went, like, I wouldn't know. That's what I mouthed to you.
See, where you were saying.
Like, I wouldn't know, see, right?
I didn't know that's what you're saying. I thought it was just something like, well, that's my job. Or I didn't know. I didn't know.
No, I said, like, I wouldn't know. Well, and then the look I gave you that spurred the dick comment was when I looked at you and I went, hey, because I did give you that kind of, hey, who are you talking to? You know?
And at that point, you know, see, the thing
sometimes when I'm working on an impression, sometimes I will listen to what I used to do, George Bush, the senior George Bush. Right. I actually listened to Dana Carvey doing George Bush. Right. I thought that was funnier than just doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I did the same thing with Frank Caliendo. Oh, yeah. But John Madden, as I don't do it anywhere near like Frank Caliendo does. I try to do it, but what I did was I listened to it over and over and over again. When he first signed on, though, with the low energy, it was exactly like when he came on with us before Thanksgiving. And I figured he's at the Super Bowl. He's run down. That was a good move on his part.
Sure. Okay. Well, anyway, sorry that I called you a dick.
That's okay.
It's only because...
It would have been great if I had like gone right down to the wire.
I was cool even with you. I mean, I was cool with you knowing. I knew you would know.
Right.
But what threw me off was after you said, and I give you like, yeah. Then when you did the, whatever you did with the, it was like, that was like, oh, okay. Cat's out of the bag now.
Hey, future reference, next time something like this goes down, I'll pretend I don't know.
Thank you. No, I mean, pretend on the radio.
Right. Pretend on the radio.
You certainly get brownie. I mean, you know,
what
right
I'll do
a,
is
right
I've
away.
Done it before. Sometimes, occasionally, I'll just jot it down. I'll just jot it down and write the time next to it.
You know, when you went, I think, if I'm remembering things correctly, when you went, it's not like it went, oh, you bastard.
It's when I went, like, I don't know.
That's
and then you no. went, and then you, and then you, you know you then you turn Jeff Spicoli.
Words are important.
You dick.
You know, I don't know. I really don't know how long you would go. Also, because you do have a good ear with that stuff.
I probably
don't know how long you would last.
Here's
with
the
that.
Thing. I think that you would. You obviously would be first at that. Maybe I'd be second. Buzz would be third. With no offense to any of our stupid listeners, and I mean that in the Bill Parcells way.
Right.
I think that a lot of listeners. Would not have picked up on it.
No, that's his, how good he is. He's so incredibly
until good. He got to the hemorrhoid stuff.
Right, right.
Then. And that's, maybe.
That's the only reason that I called you a dick, because Rob had talked. I had not spoken to Frank. Rob had talked to him, and Frank sent an email saying, how exactly should we handle this?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote back, you know, I told Rob, write him back. We'll ask, like, about the quarterbacks and the defense. And then at that point, tell Frank just to mention, oh, Christ, his hemorrhoids are killing him.
That's why you guys said, you know, I've got the first few questions. And I thought that was a little squirrely because we've had Madden on a million times and we've never had, like, questions that we were, you know, and you said something. I didn't even pay attention.
This was off the air. Right?
Off the air, you said something like, we got to listen. Or Rob said, Madden's got a couple of things we have to ask him about to promote the game. So Don says, just let me get through that and then we can ask him about the other stuff. And I was not suspicious then, right?
No.
Because really.
Sometimes it does happen.
Over the years, that is sometimes my MO. I talk about having the crap detector with the listeners, but here within our own circle,
you don't need it.
People think I don't give a rat's ass, so I don't pay attention, and they're absolutely right. So normally I hear that and I just went, yeah, okay, we're going to have a special question for John. All right. Yeah, go ahead. And then when he said the, now I can't do it. It's fun. I enjoy that.
He's too good though, isn't he?
Yeah. He is very good.
And really, he killed on Letterman.
He's all right.
I saw that.
What? He's all right?
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. I think he's very talented.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's come on now.
Yeah, he's all right.
Come on, Tiger.
He's okay.
He would. You know what? He would switch spots with you.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Never. The chance to be here with all of us working in this environment every day, as opposed to his crappy existence being on Mad TV and Fox NFL Sunday.
I'm not insecure. Frank's all right. He makes a living.
Uh-huh. Gets by.
Tell
gets
me,
by.
Tell me what he really said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after he said that's Frank Caliendo, he said, Sucks. I sucks.
Do the impression right. For God's sake. I don't know. I thought it was, it, no, it sounded really a lot like Madden, but just with a little bit of Jesse Jackson in it.
Oh, meow.
FrankCaliendo.com. Frank would like us to promote his website, so we're happy to do that. And, yes, Sacramento, Feb 18 at the Crest Theater.
Cool.
A guy, you talk about insecure. The guy really is scared that he's not going to be able to sell out these places.
He'll be fine. So,
what's he insecure about? I don't understand that. I don't get that at all.
Me either.
Is he sensitive?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Stupid.
Hello.
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 Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, am I?
Yes, you are.
Oh. You take me off here?
Oh.
Don's getting out a big gun.
Oh!
Oh! So slow!
I wanted to speak to you off the air.
Oh, and also, if I could debut something else for you, I know a lot of people find this very annoying. That sound that indicates you're on the air, because people say, oh, it sounds like my email. I look at my computer all the time.
But don't people use that also to really know that they're on the air? Don't they? Isn't that kind of an indicator to them?
And, Mike, what I said to myself was, I said, you know, we need a sound that indicates you're on the air, that everybody will hear, but it's got to be a sound that's got to be just as annoying as that.
Okay. Right?
So now, let's debut the brand new sound.
Oh, goody.
Whenever we get a telephone call, that will take the place of the Microsoft Windows. Uh-huh. So everybody stop bitching about that.
Good.
And start bitching about this one.
That's the 20, wow. Is that the 24 telephone?
Yeah. That's right, Buzz. That's a CTU phone.
I love that.
So again.
I like it.
This is out. This.
That's a ringtone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like that.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hi, it's going great. Thank you.
Hey, I'm a big Madden fan, big NFL fan, and Frank had me going right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the same thing as you guys. He's just tired, and he's out of it, and this is going to be a great spot.
That's because when he came into it, he did that low energy.
Right,
and
right.
My first thought, since I didn't know that we were going to have Frank on the air, was that, you know, he's been there, and we watched him at that one Super Bowl where people were just, I mean, tearing
all over
the guy.
Yeah.
Pounding him.
Yeah, the real Madden's got, like, bordering on... Well, no, I do have to be careful because the real Madden is going to be thrown
right.
Bordering on Pat Summerall burn victim hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you ever get a chance to see it. And we saw John Madden, like, just grabbing on to stuff, and you see the burn victim hands and people just, like, jumping at him.
They look kind of like a dried up, burned up old catcher's mitt.
Yeah. That's exactly
but in a good way.
In a very good way. Hey, it's another phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What really gave it away was the fact that Don talked back to Frank like he was talking down to him. He was like, he asked which quarterback would win.
Yeah, that's why I got it, sir. It's because of the way Don was talking to Frank. That's why I figured it out.
I don't think I talked down to him, but I've tried very hard to talk to him the same way as I would to the real John Madden.
No, yeah, your part was solid. It was solid.
Because you basically were like, well, which quarterback?
You know the thing I can't get away? This guy sounds like John Madden. And I don't think he's trying.
This
no.
guy on the phone?
Who do you like in the game, sir?
Like Brett Favre.
All right, well, sir. This is going to happen. Pitched him a softball and he whiffed.
So much bloodshed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Edgar Styles.
Edgar Styles. Oh, the guy said Edgar Styles. Edgar Styles, okay.
How he answers, very nice.
That's right, Chloe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. So now stop bitching about the Microsoft thing. Right. Start bitching about the 24 sound.
I think it's more distinctive this way.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, I got your back. Not only is he a bad mimic, but is he a successful restaurateur?
Amen. See? Lots of love for you out there, Mike.
Whenever I'm in Los Angeles, I eat at Caliendo's.
Match and set.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops, hold on. And I'm trying to do this thing, and there we go. Hello, you're on the air.
There's not much time. Did that come on?
What did he say?
He said there's not much time. Did that come on? He wanted to know if his Jack Bauer impersonation got on the air.
Are you doing a Jack Bauer thing?
He was trying.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Oh, no. Man.
No, we didn't kill no one.
No, he's got a big bruise on his head. And I'm over here enjoying a delicious 69-cent little Frankie.
It's tiny hot dog.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Jack? Jack, are you there? It's Chloe.
Okay, everybody.
They're getting caught up in the new sound effects,
right? I like right. the CTU ring.
Bring the old one back.
Do we need to bring it back?
Yes. Sorry. And again, I love that professional sound of these tapes. But there you go.
Can't tell you're doing anything.
You know, until you can, until you people can respect the CTU sound.
Wow.
Gonna be back. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Turn your radio down,
please. Don't make us draw our weapons.
Hey, how you guys doing? I wanted to go back to Don talking about American Idol, him being a hypocrite. Calling everyone else a fag when he's been a fag for the last 3-4 years.
A fact that I stated myself from the very first moment I started talking about.
Why are you answering him with words?
Why am I what?
Don's got something for you.
Speak to him. Speak to him. My lead encased friend. Seek out his vital organs.
Wow.
You're talking to the bullets?
Uh-huh. Go, my pretties. Spin deeper and deeper to the stupid caller who doesn't know I'm a freaking hypocrite. I announce it every day on the show.
Spin out of control inside of the body, doing maximum damage to vital organs.
Dimash.
What did you say, Dimash? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Okay.
So you're a huge Packers fan. What do you think of Favre's comments?
Jesus Christ. You know, I, you know what I am going to be?
Did he make some comments? Did Favre make some comments?
Brett Favre, yeah, he made some comments. Made some comments about talking like he's going to be gone and doesn't want to be the big player in the game.
Well, it's just a bloody mess.
God damn it. I'm serious.
Now you're wasting balls.
Oh,
and
wow.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Man, I'm mad. I'm sorry. I'm mad.
Oh, Jesus. Look. He's already dead.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, he's doing a Scarface. He's doing a Scarface.
Time say to hello to my little friend.
Oh, God.
Call this show with a dumb sports radio question. Duh. Hey, Don, what do you think of Brett Favre's comments? Duh. Duh. You know what, Brett Favre? I love it on Brett Favre when he said, cut that guy's arm off.
Oh, man.
Calls your show all the time.
Well, it'll make the cleanup easier.
Oh, man.
Am I stuck? Here we go.
There we go.
Through the bone.
Oh, that's nasty.
Through the bone. the bone. Sweet bone in. Hello. Bone a chick.
Bone.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Give a dog a bone.
Bone.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I've got a feeling that love is in a sky.
So you were all out after the last call as you just threw the phone at him.
I got news for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to say who bogarted all those bullets.
I know, but, you know, there's no ammo left.
We are out of bullets.
Oh no.
We are out of... Rob, call the bullet store.
I'm going to go to Walmart on the way home and buy a big box of bullets.
Now, if you don't get there, you can go to the show on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, the big gun show.
1,000 tables.
Mm-hmm.
What time is your appearance, Mike?
I'll be there from noon till 8 p.m.
Bring the kids.
8 hours of me.
Pony rides.
Yeah.
With your kids, Pony.
Yeah. Both. Well, Captain's doing 4 hours. Elizabeth's doing 4 hours, and we're doing the fabulous phony Russian roulette show.
They're paying you in trade.
Yeah, it's delightful.
It's paying them in product.
It's going to be great.
Great show.
All right, everybody, stand by. We'll be back with something not too gay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.